So for my research about this, there's a lot of historical stuff you have to understand. And this is what I have found in the research about this act on the part of the steward. It's not simply just cheating his master in order to get in good with these other people. It's not an IOU that is for the exact amount that was taken. From what I understand, it was common for a steward to receive a type of commission for brokering the deal. He has his master's goods, they sit there, the master wants to do something with them, and the steward of the house was responsible for loaning it out and then reciprocating and getting it paid back. But to broker the deal, the return of things was often greater than what was given. And looking at that, or understanding it in that way, what we see happening here, the dishonest steward is removing his fees, you might say, because he knows he's never going to get them. He's only going to get them when they repay the debt, and he is not going to be in the position of the job in order to receive them. He's not going to receive them, so he might as well forgive them, since it matters not to him at all, right? If the guy gives 100 measures of olive oil or not, it doesn't do anything to him because he's going to be out of work. But by removing his fees, his brokerage fees, the man who owes the master 100 but now owes him only 50 is blessed. So by removing the fees, he's made himself good to his master's debtors. In some sense, it is, I hear, kind of an echo of other passages in Scripture where Jesus says to us, if you are going before a judge, resolve the issue with your brother now. Resolve it between the two of you. Don't be dragged in front of a judge and forced to give to your brother what is just and right that you are to give him. Give it to him now. Because I tell you, when you get in front of the judge, you will owe him. And so what I kind of see in this way of thinking, the man's just after his own skin, right? He just wants something. He wants a job. He wants to be welcomed into the homes of other people to save his life. There's no love here. But to be prudent and to think and to say, yeah, I might as well forgive them these debts because I'm not going to be there to receive it, and then they will like me. It seems that Jesus, the prudence that he is saying in the mouth of the master, you know, I commend the steward who's been dishonest and is getting fired for at least thinking rightly about that situation. For us, my brothers and sisters, we must understand the situations that we are entering into in our relationship with the Lord. If there are opportunities in which we ought to forgive others, we need to do it now. We need to do it now, not when we are in front of the Lord and we are being forced to forgive because he's holding me accountable to what I have done wrong. It is prudent to do it now. And so if you owe anyone anything, now is the time to repay them. And I'm not just talking about material or money. If forgiveness is owed to someone, be generous with it now. Reconcile now. Be prudent. Because a day will come when we will not have that opportunity. And it is better that we do it now than then. Amen.